Okay, good afternoon, Rabbi Issa. We are coming to you from a recording, not live, because we are probably going to be just finishing Mincha or in the middle of a shmuz between Mincha and Ma'ariv. So we're recording today's learning together, Perek Tes. We're going to start again Mishnah Aleph. Kol Gagos Ha'irishus Achas. All of the roofs in a city is all considered one Rishus, which means that a person can metalta from one Gag to the other Gag. I guess they were built very close to each other and it was possible, or they were mamish right next to each other, because and you don't need an Erev. The reason is because there's not a regular Tashmish. People didn't use their Gag regularly, and therefore Chazal didn't make a Gzera on the roofs. As long as one was not considerably higher than the other, 10 tfachim, which over there, it would remind us of a tail. We know that when something is 10 tfachim higher, it's considered a different rishus, different domain. So Chazal didn't want a person to be like reaching out of his domain, because then it's a gzera mishum, a regular case when a person has a tail, where you know you're not allowed to do that. Divrei Amir. Chacham Amir Kol Echad Ve'Echad Rishus B'fnei Atzmo. Chacham say no. Gag is its own rishus, and it's the same as any other domain, and therefore it's going to be a rishus B'fnei Atzmo. You need an Erev in order to carry from one Gag to the other. Reb Shimon Amar Echad Gagos Vechad Chatzeres Vechad Karfifos Rishus Achas LeKelim Sheshavsul B'Soicham. Comes Reb Shimon and says, you know, no, none of these places that we just mentioned really need an Erev, which is a Gag, a Chatzer, or a Karfif. A Karfif is an area which is behind the bias. So all these places are not places that a person usually uses. It's not Tashmish Bikviya, so therefore none of them need an Erev really. And for Kalim Sheshavsu B'Soicham, for Lo Kalim Sheshavsu B'Soicha Bias, and not for Kalim that were inside the house, which means that Reb Shimon holds that the Erev is only for Kalim that are inside the house, is the only place that is when a person needs an Erev in order for if a person wants to take them out, he'll take them out for the with an Erev, and a person cannot be machnis kalim from a chatzah to the bias. That's the only place when you need an Erev. But inside itself, the area does not need an Erev. Now, Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah Beis, Gag Gadol Samach L'Katan. Now, you have to try to picture this in your mind. A person has it's a very large roof, and there's a small section of the roof which kind of like juts out by one in the middle of one of the walls. So if you're standing in the large Gag, so you have three full walls, and then you have on the fourth side, you have a little wall on this side, a little wall on that side, and then there's an open space which is going into the Gag Katan. So you have a Gag Gadol that's Samach LeKatan. HaGadol Mutter. Why is the Gadol Mutter? Because you have three walls there, and even on the fourth side, you kind of have these two areas jutting out, which serve as a fourth wall, as long as the Gag Katan is not bigger than 10 Amas, because 10 Amas would be a big Pirtza. So in that case, the Gadol is mutter. You're allowed to carry in the gadol because if it has walls, katan aser, because if you're standing in the katan, now that katan doesn't have walls. It has three walls, but the fourth side is totally open, and therefore it'll be aser to carry. Now, chatzer gedola shenifritza l'ktana. You have a chatzer gedola, similar type of dimensions where it's open to a ktana. Gedola mutteres a ktana. So it's the same thing. It's just over here. It's not on a gag. And when we're assuming that according to this mandam, our gag is like any other area. The reason why the ktana is aser, it's because it's pischa shel gedola, and therefore it's also to carry there. Now, chatzer shenifritza l'shus harabim. What happens if you have a chatzer that has an opening to a shus harabim? And over here, the opening is at least 10 amas big. So therefore, we don't see it as if on that side it's at all enclosed. So it's open totally on that side. So a chatzir shenifritza l'rishus harabim. Hamachnes l'soicha l'rishus hayachid. Someone that brings from inside of it, Rishus HaYachad, Oyim Rishus HaYachad L'Seicha, Rishus HaYachad to it, is Chayiv, because now this has the status of a Rishus HaRabim. Divrei Rebbe Eliezer, Chacham Oyimim, no. Mitoich Rishus HaRabim, Oyim Rishus HaRabim L'Seicha, Pater, B'nei Shuhu Kekarmelis. And he says that when you're going to Rishus HaRabim, it doesn't have a real status of a Rishus HaRabim. It's like an in-between type of thing, because it's not really open, so therefore it's a din of a Karmelis, and therefore it's Pater, if a person carries from Rishus HaRabim into it, because it only has the status of a Karmelis, not of a full Rishus HaYachid, not Rishus HaRabim, and not the status of Rishus HaYachid. Mishnah Gimel, Chatzah Shenifritza, a Chatzah that it had its walls, and the walls broke down on Shabbos, the Rishus HaRabim, Mishnei Ruchoyseah, from two sides, and therefore now it's rendering it no longer a proper division, mechitza v'chein, bayis shenifritza mishnei ruchaisav, in a house, let's say that got somehow part of the house fell down from two directions, v'chein mavi shenit l'kairosav l'chayav, a mavi that had a kairo or a lechi there, everything was in place before Shabbos, and somehow it came apart. Mutarim ba'is Shabbos, on that Shabbos it's mutar, because when Shabbos came in, there was already divided, it was already ki'ilu, it was set aside as its own reshus, therefore on that Shabbos you're allowed to carry there, but asur l'asid lavei, but on future Shabbos it's no longer going to be mutar. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Yosi, however, says in mutarim lo'is Shabbos, mutarim l'asid lavei, v'im asurin l'asid lavei, asurin lo'is Shabbos. Rabbi Yosi said, no, we're not going to differentiate between this Shabbos and the other Shabbos, therefore being that it's usher for future Shabbos, it's going to be usher also for that Shabbos, and he therefore says that once you know that your Erev or your Mechitzas are down, you can no longer carry there. Let's do one more Mishnah. Boina Aliyah al Gabe Shnei Batim, someone that builds an Aliyah over two houses, so you kind of like almost made a bridge over, because the Aliyah is the extension is bridging between the two houses. V'chein Gisharim HaMifulashim, or a real bridge, a regular bridge that's Mifulash. In other words, you could walk straight through, there's nothing, so you have, it's covered, but it's Mifulash, which means there's nothing from north to south or east to west, you could walk straight through. So then Metaltlin Tachtem B'Shabbos Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says you could still carry on underneath them, because it's kind of like you have on top of it, a mechitza kind of, and chacham ice from chum say it's usher. Why? Because it's mefulish, and they don't use the klal of pi tikur yored v'saisim, which means that you would take the walls that are on top and as if imaginarily take them down. Pi tikur is yored v'saisim, and that would close off the area. Chacham don't hold of that, so therefore over here you don't have any mechitzas on two sides, so therefore it's not considered a good area to carry in. Oid amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said something else. Ma'arvin l'mavoi ha'mefulash. You can make an erev in a mavoi ha'mefulash. And chachamim oisrim chachamim say you can't do that. You need at least three mechitzas. Mefulash is going to be a problem. It seems to be similar opinion as we mentioned previously. I would like to just leave you with a quick thought, which is, difficulty, my brothers, is the nurse of greatness. A harsh nurse who roughly rocks her foster children into strength and proportion. I'll say it again. Difficulty, my brothers, is the nurse of greatness. A harsh nurse who roughly rocks her foster children into strength and proportion. My dear friends, make it a great day.